Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of deliverance. And today we're going to talk to you about how to be free through deliverance by walking in the Word of God. And this is important because after we've cast out the spirits, we've got to stay free. If we don't stay free, we could let some come back in. Now, we've already mentioned the fact that Satan is our enemy. God has given us authority over all of the ability of the enemy. These demonic spirits have to be cast out in order to be eliminated from our life. We've talked about they're in the area of our soul or body. They're not in our spirit, remember. God is in our spirit. And we command them to come out by speaking to them by their function. And you can know what's in you pretty much by detection of problems in your life, especially reoccurring problems, and also through revelation of the Holy Spirit. Some things can be detected just because they're evident in a person's life. Other times there can be spirits that are there that are going to be understood by revelation that you are not going to detect or pick up just by the fact that you see a problem. Otherwise, you might see someone who's depressed, and they might have some spirits of depression. But they may have a lot of other things that are involved in why they're depressed and different spirits that have come in at different times that must be cast out in order to help that person to get set free. And the Holy Spirit brings revelation in order to cast these out and be effective. Praise God. We've talked about how the demonic spirits enter. They come in from the inheritance line. They also can come in from sins in our own life, or being a victim of sin throughout our life, where we have been abused or had some destructive things occur in our life. Now, we've talked about how we cast them out. We have authority over the demons. We bind the devil and all the demons, and so we can cast them out. We be sure that we confess our sins and receive forgiveness, cleansing from all unrighteousness. We also need to break curses, which is the legal right of the spirits to operate in your life, by remitting the sins and the iniquities of the forefathers, as well as our own sins, to break any spiritual legal hold the demons might claim to try to stay in us or affect our life any further. And as we cast them out aggressively, commanding them to come out with the name of Jesus, which is the means of authority. And remember, these signs follow them that believe. All believers are to be cast them out. And as we cast them out, they will release out. And as they leave, then their influence or effect will be eliminated from our life. Now, we pointed out the fact that these spirits could try to come back in. They can only come back in if you open the door through sin. And deliverance is progressive. As we consistently cast out all the spirits, that is going to be important to get free. And I'll say this, I've talked with many, many people who have started in deliverance or received deliverance once, and they did not get free, and they were wondering, well, why didn't I get free? Because I approached deliverance. The reason is because you didn't cast everything out. In fact, I have people that come to me, and we start to minister to them, and we instruct them they need to continue to receive deliverance. And if they don't continue to cast everything out, then the spirits that are still there will work against them and cause the bondage to reassert itself in their life. And this is so important. For instance, in casting out cancer spirits, and we've had 14 people healed of cancer, and the cases that we've dealt with, we have seen the fact that there are a network of spirits that are there, and as this is whether it's true in cancer or tumors or cysts or growths or whatever kind of physical ailment, as well as things affecting you mentally or emotionally. As you cast out the spirits, there can be quite a group of them, and as you drive them all out, then the person is going to be set free. But we've seen it where little by little, as you cast it out, the changes start to come. The tumor starts to shrink. The situation starts to change. Like in diabetic cases, the diabetic count, the blood sugar count comes down little by little until it comes down to normal. And this is because of the consistency of casting out to eliminate everything that is there. Now, God can do miracles, and He can do instantaneous things, and sometimes He does that. That happens from time to time, but by and large, it is a progressiveness of consistently casting everything out. Now, We're going to talk about how to stay free, because if you don't stay free, it certainly isn't going to do you any good to cast out, because you don't want them coming back in. Things that are important in order to stay free are, first of all, you need to keep your focus on Jesus and don't get your focus on demons or what the enemy's doing. It is important that we keep our eyes on the Lord. Jesus is our deliverer. He's our healer. He's our peace. He's our victory. He is the one who causes us to overcome. And we do that as we get our eyes on the Word of God and doing the things that He wants us to do. A second thing is we need to walk in love. We've been commanded to walk in love. That means there's going to be no room for you being in resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, negative attitudes against people. That is sin, and that will give place to the enemy in your life. A third point is in areas of sin in our life, we need to repent. We need to learn to establish repentance in our life, which is a changing of the mind, a turning around, and walking in a new way, the way of the Word of God. Repentance is very important. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance, and we need to learn to be quick to repent, prompt to repent, and turn around from areas of sin in our life. Also, we need to be sure that we are renouncing any involvement with anything that is evil. We're going to renounce and forsake all evil in our life. We renounce any involvement in any witchcraft or any involvement in any areas of sinful activities. So we've made a clean break with this. But again, that hasn't solved the whole problem. I've had people come in and say, well, I renounced my involvement with witchcraft in the past, but they never cast out the spirits. Renouncing is one thing. Casting out is another thing. Another thing that's important in staying free is crucifying the flesh. We must crucify the flesh, because the flesh action, if we walk in the flesh, that's sin, and that opens the door to let the spirits come in. So we need to crucify the flesh, mortify the deeds of the flesh, meaning that we don't give place to it, we keep our body under, we walk in the Spirit according to the Word of God, and not yield to the flesh. Because when you walk in the flesh, that opens up the door to let the spirits in. The works of the flesh and demonic spirits are interconnected in the fact that when we do walk in the flesh, that's how the demonic spirits come into us. Another thing we need to do is get yourself in the Word of God. Spend time in the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Think on scriptures especially that specifically apply to your need. And fill yourself up with the Word. You need to be filled up with God's Word, because that's going to strengthen you, especially the scriptures that apply to your need are going to help you to walk in line with the Word. For instance, if you've had problems with fear, and you're casting out spirits of fear, and you're repenting from yielding to that fear in your life, you need to get in the Word about being free from fear and walking by faith and overcoming those problems in your life. Another point is you need to not be afraid of the devil or fear of the enemy returning. Fear is not faith, and we've got to walk by faith, not by sight, and we need to know that God has given us total victory, and we will overcome these enemies in our life if we will do the Word consistently, and this is very important. Another thing that's important is praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is going to help you to stay free, because it causes a filling of the Spirit and an edification within you. In 1 Corinthians 14:4, the Bible says, "He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies, builds up, charges up, and strengthens himself." In fact, Paul found how important this was. He said, "I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all." It is going to edify you. It's going to build you up. It causes a filling of the Spirit, and it will help to strengthen you against any attack of the enemy, because you don't want to let anything come back in. Another area is resisting the demons and commanding them to go away when they come to tempt you. Now, resisting is different from casting out. The word cast out in the Greek is a word which is ekbalo. Balo means throw, ek means out, and it literally means to throw the demons out by commanding them to leave. Now, the word resist is a different word. This is a word which means to oppose or to stand against, and this is what we do to resist the temptation that the demons are trying to bring against us, to yield to them so that they can come back in. This is why we've got to watch and pray and be ready so we don't enter into temptation. Resist the demons. James 4:7, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. 1 Peter 5:9 says we resist him steadfast in the faith. And this is important, that any time any area of attack for sin or anything is coming against you that has been a former problem that you've cast out, you've got to resist the enemy and realize you're dealing with a spiritual force. You're not just dealing with a feeling or an attitude or a thought. you're dealing with a spiritual force that is behind it. Another area is we need to watch the area of our mind and our will. Our will needs to be choosing the things that please Him, and our mind needs to be thinking on good things. The battleground's in the mind. The devil tries to get to your mind, and that's certainly a door opener that can let spirits come in initially or come back in. This is why you've got to take your thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ and cast down any imaginations or any kind of a mental reasoning that it would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Resist every negative thought of fear, insecurity, anger, frustration, whatever's coming against you, so you don't give place to it. Next area is changing your ways and your lifestyle. You've got to repent. You've got to turn around from sin. Stay out of any bad environment. Stay away from people that are destructive. Keep yourself from sin. 1 John 5:18 says, "Whoso keepeth himself, the wicked one touches him not." Another point to help you is to confess the Word of God. Hebrews 4:14 talks about continuing to hold fast our confession. Confess the Word of God. Confess freedom from bondages. Confess who you are and what you have in Christ. And eliminate negativism from your vocabulary. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Another thing that will help you to stay free is praising and worshiping the Lord. When you praise and worship the Lord, singing praise songs and worshiping Him and speaking forth words of praise, offering up that sacrifice of praise, it's going to cause a filling of the Spirit. God inhabits the praises of His people, and it's going to get you in the presence of God, and that is going to help you to stay free of any demonic spirits coming to be able to get back in. Another thing that's important is stay in fellowship. Be around other believers. Be in church regularly. Stay around like-minded Christians and be sure to do the Word of God consistently and so that you can be free. And also let God heal you within. Deal with all the problems in your life. Forgive any person that's wronged you or hurt you. Walk in love. And as you cast out the demonic spirits and you walk in line with the Word, it will bring forth the healing and the restoration and victory in your life. Praise God. Certainly, we've got to recognize how the enemy works against us, then shut down every doorway that he could come in. Walk in a greenhouse of fellowship with the Lord for the best results. Keep a good atmosphere within you. And know that as you cast out the spirits and walk in the Word, the Lord will deliver you and make you free. And you'll be able to stay free and walk in victory and produce fruit in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.